6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, July 7, 2022. Dave Prieker with you on the Power Hour. Oh, boy. Lots of interesting things to talk about, including our sale this week. 10% off the following at the Power Mall, North American Urban Spice Seed Kits, and Willard Water. What, you haven't got your non-GMO heirloom seed kits yet? You need to order them before they're all gone. Hey, don't worry. We'll resupply. We don't want you starving out there. I know with this supposed food shortage looming. The North American Urban Spice folks were on yesterday talking about colestamin, which naturally supports healthy cholesterol. That's brand new on the Power Mall. Purely seed bulk powder. We had in the capsules, but everybody said they wanted the powder. So we got you the powder. Black seed oil, that's also in capsule form, but somebody says, hey, can you get us the oil? We got that now, too. Plus 20% off the real Anthony Fauci book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. makes a great gift to somebody who needs to be enlightened. That is, if they haven't killed themselves first. You want to talk about, you know, the gene pool kind of polices itself every once in a while. I just came across a headline here, a courtesy of our discussion that I had with Todd, our board op. San Antonio man killed after firework explodes on top of his head. How do you do that? Well, what happened was a witness and a friend told cops the man, identified by the Bexar County Medical Examiner as Pablo Ruiz, 43, decided to put a mortar-style firework on top of his head and shoot it off. Well, the cops believe the firework exploded from the bottom of the tube, instantly piercing the guy's skull, blowing his head up. Witnesses had said Ruiz had been drinking. And, of course, he was dead at the scene. That's an expression that we in the medical profession refer to as DRT, not DOA. DRT, died right there. You talk about policing the gene pool. And a Florida man blew off his hand in the 4th of July weekend over a fireworks mishap. This is a fun thing about people that like to play with stuff like this. You know, they want to hold the firework in their hand. See, there's a reason why they put, please do not take the hair dryer into the tub. There's a reason why they do that, because somebody actually was stupid enough to do it. Like the Forrest Gump saying, stupid is as stupid does. So, today on our schedule, we got open lines, by the way, 844-769-2944. And I don't expect you to call up and tell me, you know, what asinine things your neighbors did over the 4th. That's okay. There's too much other more important stuff going on. Believe it or not, you know, we have Courtney Flynn coming on. She is a businesswoman that actually invented a more accessible supply chain software, creating a prototype. She got a BA in psych and an MBA from Chico, probably University of California at Chico. We'll clarify that in our next hour. She's going to be coming on to talk to us here. And, of course, Boris Johnson has announced he's going to resign as the Prime Minister of the UK. Who's going to replace him? We don't know. The NASA Administrator, Bill Nelson, he used to be a senator from Florida after he retired. Now he's a NASA administrator warning China is using its space program to attempt to take over the moon. Has he been there? Does he know? He told the German outlet Bild, B-I-L-D, on July 2nd, we must be very concerned. China's landing on the moon and saying it's ours now and you stay out. Oh, I'd like to see him, how they're going to duke it out up there. What are they going to do, send a nuke to the moon and try and blow it up? Pepper it with radioactive fallout? You remember that joke I told about Poland's scientists saying, you know, by 2025, we're going to have a man on the sun. And the U.S. and Russian scientists looked at him and said, how are you going to do that? And he said, I'm going to fly by night. This is about as silly of a story as you can get. It's ours now and you stay out. Really? How are they going to wage war on the moon? That's what I want to know. First off, the moon is 240,000 miles away, and I'd like to know how they're going to do it. First off, they're going to have to launch a military space program, which is what China has, or declared, built on technology theft. This is what he says. This is Bill Nelson. You know, the guy looks like he needs to just retire from public service altogether and just enjoy what's left of the rest of his life before his brain ends up like Biden's. You got to wonder about this, how they're going to fight on the moon. How's it going to happen? You can figure that out. I'm not going to waste any more time reading stupid stuff like this, but I had to at least point it out. And, you know, as far as Downing, you know, he's Downing Street. Johnson's been involved in so much scandal. You see, why doesn't Biden take his cues? That's what I want to know. And take Harris with him. Brittany Griner, by the way, the WNBA star. Here she goes to Russia, and she has hash oil in her luggage. Well, she just entered a guilty plea. No intent. I didn't want to break the law, but she had hash oil in her luggage. She faces up to 10 years in a Russian prison. La-di-da. Again, stupid is as stupid does. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Griner should have known better. And her wifey, Biden's talking to her wifey. Say, hey, now that Brittany's in jail, can I come over and sniff your hair? Maybe that's what he asked. I don't know. He's communicating with Griner's wifey. Yep, Griner chose to step over that side of things. So, hey, fine, whatever. Uncle Joe, you go ahead and do that. That's why they call you hair sniffer, right? The French government is going to nationalize a state-owned electric utility amid the power crisis. You see, what happens if that happens in the U.S.? Electricité de France, S.A., EDF, a French state-owned multinational electric utility, is about to be nationalized by the French government. No plans have been announced yet, but the state says it's going to raise its stake in EDF to 100% from 84% currently. So, see, this is kind of like what Mexico does. It nationalizes businesses that it wants. That's how they take control. So you can take that for what it's worth and hope to God it doesn't happen here. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that would not be a backdoor kind of thing that Biden would pull a stunt like that. Frontline doctors, by the way, we are going to send you an email blast that contains a PDF in here. And when you click it, it opens up a complaint filed in the Superior Court of the State of California and the County of San Francisco. And it's against Twitter. The plaintiffs are Robert W. Malone, M.D., Brian M. Tyson, M.D., and Peter A. McCullough, M.D., who have all been banned on Twitter, and they're suing in a complaint for breach of contract. Now, this is like, you know, your typical cancel culture. And when you go down to our articles on cancel culture, guess what else we have going on there? Twitter has reinstated journalist Alex Berenson, who immediately posted Twitter about tweet about COVID-19 vaccines. And, of course, this is following a lawsuit where a settlement is in progress right now. There's an article on that as well. Twitter also suspended Vladimir Zelenko, who just passed away. His foundation has a Twitter account. They just nixed that, suspended it one day after the doctor passed away from cancer. Dave Rubin, the reporter that's got the Rubin Report, suspended by Twitter for defending Jordan Peterson's free speech, absurd and idiotic. And he defended Jordan Peterson's free speech about what? Ellen Page. Ellen, I'm going to call you what you really are. Yes, the movie actress that went and had a double mastectomy, had her pecs lopped off. Looks like she's had a little facial work done, too, and had her cheeks shrunk up. Now she looks like a boy, except she hasn't had that other little surgery. What are we going to call that surgery? I mean, an adidectomy? I mean, what do you call those things? SRS, you know, what do you call it? I have no idea. You can fill in the blanks if you want to. 844-769-2944. They call it sexual reassignment surgery. They like to make it glamorous. So, you know, I got to wonder, what do you call this, Ellen Page? You want to be called Elliot? Oh, no, we're demanding the rest of society call her. What's going to happen when she gets depressed and kills herself? This is what happens to a lot of people that go through SRS. See, she shows a picture on Breitbart of herself naked from the waist up, showing her new chest that was a female chest but is no longer there. Apparently, she took a selfie and posted it. And now she wants everybody to call her Elliot. Yeah, okay, E.T. You have fun with that. Then it shows her pictures of her before and after. And the after photo shows her wearing a man's tuxedo with, it looks like, some fairly elaborate makeup. And I don't know if her cheeks got shrunk up. It sure does look like it. This is the Juno actress. This is her new name, Elliot.
Elliot.
Yep. Okay. So there you have it. And this is why Jordan Peterson spoke out and says, hey, this is a little ridiculous. So Twitter locked him out of his account. He refused to acknowledge
Elliot.
And so, you know, Peterson has vowed not to delete the tweet. He's going to remain locked out until he does, or unless Twitter relents. And after Ellen Page trended on the platform, far left news commentator and entertainment website BuzzFeed reached out to Twitter to ask why they'd not censored it. In response, Twitter immediately censored the trending topic. You know, this is really crazy that you let a social media platform cancel culture people, even though they're trying to stand out and be someone. So I'd like to know who got into Ellen Page's head and made her think she was a boy. And this is what they want to do. They want to groom your kids. Transsexuals and drag queens want to come in to your schools and groom your kids and make them think they're the opposite sex. So they're going to go off and do something like this. Now, is that part of cancel culture, or is it part of just changing society altogether into a bunch of people that are disoriented? And of course, after nearly 100 years in existence, guess what's getting a woke makeover?
Well, blow me down. Olive, they're changing the cartoon website. They're making it more gender fluid, Olive. They're going to make me dress in drag, Olive. Oh, that should be fun. Oh, it's Pluto.
Yeah, you got to love that, right? The comic is still owned by King Features Syndicate, a division of Hearst Communications. Well, that should tell you a few things. The Popeye character dates back to 1929 in the Thimble Theater comic strip. So Popeye dresses up as a woman and says, I'm your mom now.
I'm your mom now. It's not a joke. It's Popeye being the kind of character he originally was, someone who'd do whatever he could for someone down on their luck like an orphan.
Yeah, I had to put that on there. Oh, wow. Olive Oil's sister-in-law, Celinda Oil, is now Afro-Latina. Celinda has traditionally been portrayed as a white woman with dark hair and bobbed hair, right? This is cartoonist Randall K. Milholland describing the new Popeye character as being gender fluid. Wow. Of course, citing old episodes in which the plot required Popeye to dress in drag. So now we're going to expound on that subject matter. Oh, what is the world coming to when you got stuff like this going on? Now, for some positive news. You know those Georgia Guidestones? You haven't heard yet? Some of you have, some of you may not. I would love to entertain an opinion as to what you think about that, because one of the things on the Georgia Guidestones, which is basically some like Stonehenge kind of stuff that out of granite that had several different languages on it, the English version basically says that the world needs to be brought down to 500 million people because we need to control the population. It's too many people on the earth, so we need to go down to 500 million people. 844-769-2944. Guess what? Somebody decided to blow it up, and what was left of it was demolished. According to the latest news coming across from Yahoo News, the whole thing's been taken out, deemed to be a hazard. So people that want to go out there to see the Georgia Guidestones, no more. Ellard County, Georgia, decided that maybe it's time these things came down. They were erected in the 80s by whom? We don't know. It's a mystery. Yet whose cockamamie idea is it to reduce the population down to 500 million? Well, let's see. George Soros, Klaus Schwab, Noel Harari, Bill Gates, Queen Elizabeth II. Let's go right down the list. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them. Just look at the Committee of 300 and everybody hanging out with the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergs. Let's look at that whole list. Those are pretty much, and see, when you look at the entire list, and there's only hundreds of them, many billionaires, because they have money, and it's all tied up in something, but because they have assets and they have money, they think they have the right to tell all of us po folk out there. They have the right to tell all of us we don't know what we're doing and we deserve to die. So we came up with a vaccine, and we called it a vaccine, even though it's gene therapy. It's a jab in my book. I don't care what you say. It's a depopulation effort by the rich to eliminate the po-folk down to, and yeah, and I'm saying that in the manner I'm saying it, because all of you out there that think Black Lives Matter, let me tell you something. They're coming after you too, not just the white folk. But, you know, you all are now changing your affiliations and moving closer. I mean, Florida's just reporting now they got way more Republicans than Democrats. I mean, there's a big shift. Everybody's moving to the right rather than the left because they don't like what's going on with the way this country's being run. We got an extremely dangerous border going on here. I mean, they arrested 5 gang members and sex offenders over the July 4th weekend. So, you know, and then they keep trying to come back into the country because, you know, they get gang members that get years in prison, then turn around, they get deported, and then they come right back in. MS-13 included. McAllen Station agents captured 3 members of MS-13. Mara Salvatruca. That's MS, right? Agents, by the way, found one of the men had a 2010 assault conviction, which resulted in a 7-month jail sentence. Biden tax hikes, by the way, they kicked in everything from soap to light bulbs. You're going to pay more for it. This is what the government does. And because of the fact, and I don't know if you saw this Air Force sergeant appeared on Tucker Carlson, he, along with 100,000 others just in the Air Force, are being eliminated because they refuse to take the jab. This is how they're decimating our military, folks. And it's not just the Air Force that's doing it. The Army's doing it. And Biden also is making deported illegals eligible for citizenship. That's right. Labeled sheer craziness, according to the Washington Times. Illegal aliens who are deported from the U.S. no longer are forced to wait outside the country for up to 10 years before applying for legal status. See, he wants them to vote for him. It's like don't ask, don't tell, Clinton policy. We won't ask where you've been during your inadmissible period, and don't tell us, it's sheer craziness. According to Emilio Gonzalez, who headed the USCIS during the Bush administration. Gotta wonder about exactly what they got up their sleeve.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
That trick never works.
Nothing up my sleeve.
Yeah, that's pretty much Biden. There is nothing up his sleeve, and there's nothing in his brain either. The guy's an idiot. I don't mind calling him that. You call him what he is. He's not thinking. He's not doing the thinking. If he's got a cheat sheet, he's not doing the thinking. Somebody else is doing his thinking for him. By the way, this unconstitutional vax mandate, San Diego is witnessing the largest exodus of police officers from the city since 2009, and the majority of them are quitting because of the city's continued obsession with COVID vaccine mandates. And perhaps the smartest move people of L.A. County ever made was to elect Sheriff Alex Villanueva, who refused to enforce the unconstitutional vax mandates. The decision probably saved them from losing a quarter or more of their law enforcement officers within the sheriff's department. 22% of San Diego's police force has quit. Almost a fourth. And you wonder why crime's going to go up? Those of you living in San Diego should be a little worried about that. Who's going to come when you call 911? Somebody's breaking in your house? I guess you have to arm yourself. Oh, wait, you have to register. Oh, maybe they're not going to let you have a pistol. Pistole. They won't let you have one. Maybe not. You know, leave it up to Gavin Newsom. Nobody in the state would be armed except the criminals. Well, it's a great way to reduce the population. All they got to do is go from house to house and shoot people dead. People can't retaliate because they don't have a gun. Yeah. Where's that song when you need it? Happiness is a warm gun. Yeah, I know you know that song. George Harrison, right? Remember that? Off the Beatles' Double White album. Speaking of warm gun, the father of the 21-year-old man, it's actually 22, little slip of the press here, this shooting suspect they've got in custody right now, Robert Cremo III. Well, the father helped him apply for a firearm owner's identification card issued by Illinois State Police about 2 years ago. You have to understand, Robert Cremo, the father, ran for mayor unsuccessfully of Highland Park, Illinois. And then the kid went out on his own, and the Illinois State Police let him have that card anyway, and he went out and bought the weapons. What does that tell you? Whose fault is it really? The parents? Well, we'll debate that after we get back from this short break here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger, would you stay with us? More to come.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine of the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, July 7, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Phone lines are open, by the way, 844-769-2944. Don't be a stranger if you have a comment of anything that we've been talking about. Now, can we fault the Illinois State Police for issuing this firearm owner's identification card? Can we hold them accountable? I don't know. You see, because of all this immunity stuff that goes on, they're immune from suit. Yeah, see, there's this little thing called the State Tort Claims Act, and I'm sure that somebody who is a victim, whose parents, whose, you know, there's a toddler out there that has no parents after the shooting, I wonder who is going to come forward and file a lawsuit against the Illinois State Police under the State Tort Claims Act. Every state's got them. They all got a risk pool. The Illinois State Police said it received a clear and present danger report on the subject from Highland Park Police Department, but they gave him the FOIA'd card anyway, and he went out and bought the weapons. No firearms restraining order filed even after all the visits to his home. Ah, and the parents are calling it a terrible tragedy. And, of course, they hired a lawyer to represent him because they know that it's all going to back up. That's, I'm talking about the sewer here. And of course, now you give the media a chance to implode on itself because MSNBC's contributor and Princeton professor Eddie Gloud Jr. blamed the subject matter Fox News host Tucker Carlson uses on his show for the Highland Park shooting on July 4th. On his Monday night show, Carlson said, and I watched the show. And of course they're angry. They know their lives will not be better than their parents. They'll be worse. That's all. But guaranteed, they know that. They're not that stupid. Their authorities, the authorities in their lives, mostly women, never stop lecturing about their privilege. You're male. You are privileged. Try to imagine an unhealthier life than that. So a lot of young men in America are going nuts. Are you surprised? See, he's asking questions. And so anchor Nicole Wallace on MSDNC says, though, the problem with mass shooting is women. I see. Gloud said, think about what Tucker Carlson said. It's absolutely stupid on a certain level. Really? You know what he's saying in a certain way? Well, a world in which white men reign supreme is collapsing and they're losing their minds, so now they want to murder people. Huh? Is that really what's going on here? Is it because of the fact that most of these people don't have father figures in the home? Well, in this case, he did. But the thing is the Illinois State Police and the Highland Park Police knew this kid had a past. And they didn't flag him. They got a red flag log, but yet you got the state's attorney from Lake County, Illinois, saying, well, we need to have a assault weapons ban. Wait a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa. Mr. Lake County State's attorney, you want to talk about stupid is as stupid does? They already have that law in the books. Why didn't you enforce it? Now, who can we hold accountable? Then they want to sit there and try and take away guns from law-abiding citizens. Really? Why do they punish us for the errors of a few who they knew in advance was prone or could be prone to that sort of behavior? Can we hold the Illinois State Police accountable? Ask yourself that question. I'm sure that all of the people who have become victims of this and their families are asking that very question too and wondering whether or not possible we could bring an action against the Illinois State Police under the State Tort Claims Act because they acted with wanton disregard. They were negligent in enforcing the law. You see, they leave them all open for scrutiny when they make stupid statements. The mayor of Highland Park, Democrat mayor, she's no different. She said the same thing. We need to have an assault weapons ban. Duh, you already got one. You already have a FOIA law, and now you're sitting there reinforcing stupid Democratic policy to disarm everybody in your state so that people like Cremo the Third can go out and assassinate people. That makes sense, doesn't it? This is why we are seeing an uptick in gun sales, ammo sales, and whatnot. The Supreme Court of the United States, not only is it pissed off George Soros, who's now waging war against them and the GOP, saying that they've, this is interesting, he has a site called Project Syndicate, and it was spotlighted in the Gateway Pundit, and of course, violent crime has risen substantially in major cities with progressive district attorneys whose campaigns were bankrolled by Soros. Among the DAs is Kim Fox of Cook County, Illinois, which has recorded more murders in this year than any year since 1994. Who's responsible for that? Soros. But yet he's blaming what's happening with the Supreme Court, saying that the American public's been alarmed and aroused by the U.S. Supreme Court's growing extremism. Wow. See, tit for tat again, folks. And the Supreme Court is also going to be reviewing something that happened back in the days of Cuomo. Didn't know if you knew that or not. You can read about that story as well. It's a Cuomo-era scandal. The wire fraud conviction of Louis Ciminelli, involved in a scandal-plagued Buffalo Billion development plan in upstate New York when Andrew Cuomo was governor. Nutty, isn't it? What will they think up next? Give something to George Soros to pick on, right? Well, you got to love the fact that Georgia Guidestones aren't there anymore, so there's, I guess the mystery is only who put them up in the first place. Chance in West Virginia. Haven't heard from you in a while. How are you, sir?
Dave, when I first heard about that, the Georgia Guidestones being blown up, I couldn't believe it. I had to verify it through a couple of people. You know, it seems like Johnny rosined up his bow and chased the devil out of Georgia, huh, Dave?
It sounds like that, sir.
Yeah, listen, you know, when I heard that, it's kind of embarrassing, but I felt like celebrating, you know. It makes me want to eat Georgia peaches for the rest of the month now.
Well, Lee, whatever you do, just don't set a firework off on the top of your head. We want you around for a while. Can you believe that guy did that? I guess there's your answer. All right, Georgia peaches. Yes, eat them for a while. I love it, Chance. Thanks for your call. Anybody else want to chime in this morning? You can do that. We'll let you. 844-769-2944. What else is going on in the news? Oh, well, you know, when you put God first, you're going to get attacked. It's the way it is in the society these days. The New York Times has come out and labeled Representative Mayra Flores of Texas, the rise of the far-right Latina. New York Times politics reporter Jennifer Medina wrote of Flores. You notice they have a Hispanic woman writing about a Hispanic woman? All because she said, I put God first. This made her a target. She is she's only holding this temporarily. It was a special election. She has to run again against the Democrat challenger. But you see, the more that they leave the border open and these wannabes, these gotaways, these suspected terrorists, the more they leave the border open and let these folks in and they start doing things and the local populations see they're doing things, it's going to get real dicey and everything is going to shift far right. Just going to happen. It's just going to happen. And then you have people like Chicago Mayor Lori Lightweight expressing worry over the toxicity in our public discourse after she publicly yelled F. Clarence Thomas based on what she saw in somebody's T-shirt that happened to be at one of her rallies. You know what? It's all going to come back to bite you, folks. chance in West Virginia. You got something else to add. You all of a sudden went away, and I didn't know why.
Yeah, well, the satellite gnomes got me, Dave.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, the satellite gnomes are cancel culturing people now. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're busy. They're a bunch of sourpusses, so they cut me off, I guess.
You know, just like Twitter.
I celebrated by playing Atlanta Rhythm Section all night long. I sat down with a six-pack of Billy Beer and a peach pie and enjoyed myself.
And you played I'm Not Gonna Let It Bother Me Tonight.
There you go. Enlarge time.
There you go.
I'm telling you, everybody should celebrate by having a peach cobbler. This probably beats Ty Cobb Day down in Georgia, I would presume. Don't you think, Dave?
Yeah, that's a good possibility, sir. I don't know. I just am wondering the first time I heard it and started reading the news articles myself just to confirm. We were on the phone calling on our friends in Florida that had brought the Guidestones to our attention years ago. And I said, hey, did you know what happened? I didn't know that whether they knew it or not. Word got around awful quick when it happened. I do know that much, sir.
Do you think the people in Elberton are marching down the public square in a parade today? That would be something. You know, this was long overdue. It makes me wonder, do you think this was the first shot heard around the world in retaliation, Dave, maybe?
Well, I think people are putting their foot down. I think they've had enough. And I think, look, as long as people are sitting there talking about the Georgia Guidestones, well, the only way to not make them talk about it is to make them go away. And we send a message to the other side, hey, we're on to you. And I think that's pretty much what this was.
Well, go Dixie. Like Charlie Daniels says, the South's going to do it again, right, Dave?
That's right. The late Charlie Daniels. He was so good, too.
Thanks for taking my call, and God bless.
God bless you, too, sir. Thank you so much. Sherry in Kansas, welcome to the show again. How are you?
Hi, Dave. Chris Pinto did a movie, a documentary, investigative journalist piece on the Georgia Guidestones. And they play it on Amazing Discoveries, is how I saw it. And I wouldn't be surprised if that comes over the satellite, if they play it again pretty soon. But he kind of thinks he was able to get the guy who was working with R.C. Christian to show him he didn't get to really look at the papers that he had kept, because this was several years afterwards. But he did get a snapshot of an address in Iowa. And he kind of thinks it was this guy in Iowa who belonged to a group, a doctor in Iowa, that was, they were kind of pushing for a limit on the population. So.
Well, we all know that's what they got up their sleeve.
Yeah, and after hearing a description of the car that sped away, I think they should see if it was the World Economic Forum. Maybe they paid to do it because...
that's amazing that you would say that, because I remember up in Wisconsin, years ago, there was a statute commemorating the Holocaust and the survivors, and it was erected in the town square in this town in Wisconsin, and... they got up the net one morning and the thing had been defaced, and they spray painted swastikas all over it and everything else and defaced it. And everybody, oh God, there was an uproar to beat the band like nobody's business. And they said, let's check the security cameras to see who it was. And come to find out, it was a couple of Jewish people that did it.
Well, that's the way it usually is. I mean,
how do you, it's like, you're either, we're going to play the victim here, or we're going to be a perpetrator to play the victim here. I mean, how's that going to work? I mean, that sounds almost like what you just said.
Well, it seems like up in Wisconsin, too, there's a memorial for the USS Liberty, and it was defaced. But I'm not sure about that. It seems like in an interview with one of the, I don't know if it was Phil Turney or someone else, but I know it was hard for them to get it up there just because everybody's so afraid to, you know, to diss Israel. So, but Ryan Dawson has a movie out, and it's on, I think it's on Rumble, and I wrote it down, but I can't think of the name of it. But it's about Israel's, how they acquired a nuclear weapon. And it sounds real interesting. I heard him on an interview because, you know, they stole the uranium. Well, somebody that worked at this place in Pennsylvania that, what do they call it when they purify uranium so that you can use
enrich.
It in a... enriched uranium. They stole it, or somebody helped them get it out of the country. And it's all been covered up, you know.
Wow.
Yet they want to—they're doing all this stuff to Iran, you know. But Iran ought to say, "Hey, just you know, when Israel lets you inspect their facilities, honestly, because apparently they built a false wall to hide some of it back in the '60s."
Ryan Dawson. Yeah, we'll make a note of that right now as far as Israel, how Israel got nukes. Ryan Dawson on Rumble. We'll go check that out.
I believe that's where he said he's got it. So anyway, that's all I had. Thanks, Dave.
You bet. Appreciate it, Cherry. Alan in Texas, how are you, sir? What's going on out there?
Good morning, Dave. Hey, just kind of the way you started out your program about the guy with the fireworks, you know? Fireworks, just the general degradation of intelligence, you know, across this planet. That one's kind of self-explanatory, but get this one. I really did, really kind of slapped me in the face when I went down and I bought just a bag of all-purpose flour. And I look on the bag, and there's actually a label on the bag, Dave. It says, cook before sneaking a taste. Flour is raw. Must be fully cooked before consuming. Now, how long has flour been a food staple across this planet? And now they have to put a warning label on it that it has to be cooked before you eat it?
Somebody did something that they shouldn't have done, like going to take a bath with a hairdryer in the tub.
Something else should be self-explanatory, electricity and water. Not a good idea. That's about all I got, Dave. It really slapped me in the face when a bag of flour has a warning label on it that you got to cook it before you shove it in your pie hole. I mean,
stupid is as stupid does,
it's
right?
It's amazing.
It's amazing what the gene pool does these days. Oh, my goodness.
You know, and I understand most of them, it's not its fault. It's what they've done. You know, the people doing this are brilliant. They have made us it, as a whole. I mean, the people listening to your show and the ones hopefully that will come around and start listening to your show, my show, any of these shows, you know, or we're trying to put out the truth, you know, maybe they're savable. But, my friend, there's a vast majority of people out there that are, I mean, they're not saying the Georgia Guidestones were right, but man, some of them I don't think are savable, to tell you the truth. I mean, we can do what we can. Yeah,
that's all we can do, Alan.
That's all we can do, Dave. Thank you for being out there, my friend. Take care.
You bet. Thank you too, sir, for doing what you're doing too. Alan, by the way, in Texas here, also has a talk show. Just so you know. And you know, I love it. We're going to have Bradley Dean back on the show here pretty soon too. So, you know, we like to trade info. That's important because people need to hear what's going on. And when you've got Christian-based people fighting for other Christian-based people, well, we need to pay attention. It's just the way it is. You know, we're putting our faith in the right areas of the law, giving respect to where it's due. Even if we disagree with the justice system, that does not give us the right to go out and attempt to assassinate a Supreme Court judge, nor does it give us the right to yell F Clarence Thomas, You know, you incite division. You may not incite violence, but when you talk like this and you're a respected, at least in some quarters, public official, and you make comments like that, you isolate yourself. Like Deborah Messing comes on and says, hey, I got Joe Biden elected. Show me a little respect. Deborah Messing, I really had a lot of respect for you until you opened your mouth and showed us how crazy stupid you were. You're part of the woke mentality out in Hollywood, folks. We already know this, Miss Messing. We know this already. I really thought you were a great actress. You are very talented, except when you open your mouth and you start talking politics like Bette Midler. Oh, well, we're just, you know, we're just doing this because we're trying to, you know. Well, see, at least one thing I think Bette Midler and Deborah Messing have in common, they both know the definition of a woman, unlike our latest Supreme Court justice. Or is that just bullpucky that she fed all of those senators asking her questions during her hearing? Did you know, according to some news out from Breitbart and other sources, Joe Biden is sending American oil to China? Did you know? Right out of our Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which is owned by the U.S. government, specifically the Department of Energy. It's supposed to have 700 million barrels of oil in the event of an emergency or disruption. And Biden is sending our oil to foreign countries, including China. Now, if that doesn't give you something to scream about, I don't know what is. Yeah. Craziness of it. I'm going to talk about the real estate market now because everybody's worried about it. And then I'm going to talk about what Roy Cooper, the governor of North Carolina, did, signing an executive order to continue enabling access to abortion in North Carolina and to shield people criminally charged with performing the procedure from being extradited to other states. Yeah, he did that. But the real estate outlook right now, there's some key points coming out of Adam Data. Now, Adam, that's A-T-T-O-M. There are people that Adam Data associates with, like Realty Track and others. Rick Sharga, Executive Vice President of Market Intelligence for Adam Data, and Mike Simonson, founder and CEO of Altos Research, have put together an in-depth analysis into the current housing market conditions. I think you need to pay attention to that, and this is why we put it under economy and business in our email blast that you're going to be getting. This will tell you where we're heading. You know, what goes up must come down, right? We know this. This is economics 101, basic stuff. When prices go up and demand is up, then things start to reverse their course. And people start not buying as much. They don't want to sell. They want to stay in their home. They'd rather renovate their home then try to buy a new one. May of 2022 showing the 10th straight month of lower existing home sales. New home sales are falling quickly. Increasing interest rates and prices are impacting affordability. It's very tempting to go back to borrowing, like from places like Quicken, Quicken Loans, Rocket Mortgage. Yeah, Quicken Loans, run like hell. They are a securitization platform. They go through the MERS system, and they sell your paper to these securities out there, mortgage-backed securities, ABSs, that caused the market to collapse in 2008. Oh, it's so easy, we'll get you a loan. Here's the problem with affordability. You can't go out and should not go out and borrow more than what you can afford in a monthly mortgage payment. What happens if you lose your job? So you need to be thinking about all this. Even though right now unemployment is very low, that doesn't mean it's going to stay that way forever. Inventory is growing rapidly while demand may be weakening. Understand those things work. They counterbalance each other. When consumer demand is up, inventory shrinks. When consumer demand shrinks, inventory grows. Economics 101. Remember COVID? I'm going to give you another example for those of you who need a little more education. We got the smartest listeners out there, but I like to point out the obvious. During COVID, what did they tell us to do? Stay home. All right? So we stayed home. We listened to their tripe. We believed what they said because they were the government and they knew more than we did, at least for the time being, until we figured out what they were doing. Then all of a sudden they got a vaccine. Now, I call it a jab for a reason. It's gene therapy. It's designed to depopulate the world, according to many of the doctors that I've interviewed, including Carrie Made, which I still pray for. She's in a hospital recovering from injuries sustained a couple of weeks ago on Sunday in Georgia from a plane crash. God be with you, Carrie Made. She's one of the first ones that came out and said it's a depopulation mechanism. Well, we all stayed home during COVID. And what didn't we buy a lot of? Gasoline. Because we weren't driving as much. We only were allowed to go to the store to get our basic essentials. And some people are still so scared, they still are going on all these food supply order houses. And they're ordering groceries to be delivered at home and they drop them off on the front step. Crazy, isn't it? The GDP is showing signs of weakening. Labor shortages pushing wages higher. Over 400,000 loans remain in forbearance, but delinquencies are back to normal level. Foreclosure activity is still well below normal. Foreclosure starts are even less, but you just wait. Things are shifting. We will be back after our top of the hour break with Courtney Flynn. Talk about white discrimination on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
What about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.